Some big changes announced on the COVID-19 front out of National Cabinet yesterday. A few very, very big restrictions, in fact, have been eased. To have a chat about those and what they mean, I've got 4CA Breakfast host Murray Jones in studio to run through them. Muzz, Anthony Albanese, the relatively new PM, I think these are good changes. I think we need to learn to live with COVID-19.
Sure.
What are your thoughts? First of all, that quarantine period has been reduced. Is it a good thing?
I mean, I think it's great for really everyone if you're asymptomatic. And I think for people that actually work from home that think, oh, great, I got 7 days where I can have a holiday. And they find that they're actually working from home. It is a very long 7-day process. So I think at the end of the day, look, you know, and as you said, we have to get to a point where we're learning to live with it now. Thankfully, it's not as possibly contagious and not as dangerous as it used to be when it first hit. So I think in a lot of ways it's possibly something that we need to do for productivity and, of course, just to make things work for people that have actually got it.
And business owners certainly pushed it, as you said, for productivity to have workers off for that longer period. It's just causing chaos in business, particularly small business as well. They just can't cope with people being away so often. The other big change, Muzz, masks, mandatory masks will no longer be required on domestic flights. Now, both of those changes come to effect next Friday, September 9. Masks on planes. So what about, will you still wear masks, people? Because, you know, you can still choose to wear them, of course, if you so desire.
Of course, if you choose to. Look, I guess it depends on how much the person beside me is coughing and spluttering and carrying on. I might choose to. But, you know, as you well know, you know, after a while, they certainly become fairly annoying. They tickle and all those type of things. So, look, you know, I think I call it as I see it. You know, I've got no issue with, I think some people, for self-esteem issues or whatever, refuse to be different to wear a mask. I've got none of those issues. I think I call it as I see it. But after a while, particularly on a longer flight, even a longer domestic flight, you get sick of them, that's for sure.
I know my parents, they're sort of late 60s, dad's pretty crook, so they certainly, when they were up a couple of weeks ago in Cairns, up from Brizzy, they wore masks, and I think they'll continue to wear masks. So like you said, I think it's up to individuals. If you're a little bit vulnerable, it might be smart to keep wearing those masks on flights. And the other interesting thing, there was a big celebration not too long ago where direct flights from Cairns to Japan by Jetstar were launched. My understanding that's been scaled back a little bit. And in fact, Murray Jones, I'm not meant to be here talking to you right now, as much as I love doing that. I'm meant to be in Japan.
You're meant to be on a holiday.
I'm meant to be on a holiday to Tokyo. We booked them.
They are just going through their seventh wave in Japan. So, I mean, that is concerning. You know, how long is it going to be around? Obviously, high, you know, population densities in places like Japan. So I guess it's always going to be a lot more difficult to manage. And once those outbreaks happen and happen again, it's certainly pretty tough for authorities. But of course, they tend to be very compliant, the Japanese people. So, you know, that is a bit of a concern for the future. Hopefully, we're out of the woods to a degree, but I wouldn't be surprised if there's certain parts of the country that will have waves. But hopefully, you know, we're starting to get on top of it. And it is interesting. You know, remember when it first came out, you know, we're getting so many people dying. It was a real issue in places like Italy, where, you know, doctors were actually having to choose between, well, here's a younger person who I can probably save, and unfortunately, that old person who's looking pretty bad, I'm going to put my resources onto somebody who I'm more likely to be able to save. I mean, that was an incredibly difficult thing for the medical profession to deal with. But thankfully, it seems like even though it has mutated and changed into different strains, it's becoming less of a threat to life.
I remember New York City had to set up temporary morgues outside hospitals because the bodies were piling up. So you're right, it has certainly changed over the last 2.5 years. But poor old Japan. I mean, I know that a lot of Cairns people visit Japan for the snow season at Christmas. That's got to be in doubt. We were certainly so excited to spend 5 or 6 nights in Tokyo. We booked the flights last year, Murray. Last year, thinking surely September, everything
that's
will be fine.
Yeah,
we'll be living with it by then.
Yeah.
But Japan is one of the last countries, certainly in Asia, but all over the world, that is very, very strict. They've still got very, very strict entry requirement. Mm. So you have to be on a guided tour. You have to have a negative PCR test. All these kind of restrictions that are just making people go, look, I'm not going to go through the hassle of going to Japan.
Yeah,
so
sure.
Certainly, they're certainly missing out on tourism.
And imagine how devastated they'd be to find out that you and your family's not coming
yeah,
down.
That's right. Oh,
it would have been the highlight.
It'd be National Day of Mourning or something probably over there. Murray Jones, catch him 4CA Breakfast Monday to Friday. Thanks, Muzz.
Have a great weekend.